Good day to you. Good day, good day, good day. It's Moni, M-I-O-U-X-N-I-E. It's Moni Uncut. How are you? I'm doing all right. I have always a lot on my mind, a lot of thinking. So, gotta let it out. Gotta let it go, let it go. Yeah, so this is what I'm doing, letting it go. So I want to just be encouraging right now that you're not the only one. If you're like, I'm motivated, I'm not motivated. I'm motivated, I'm not motivated. I'm motivated, I'm not motivated. If you're like me and you're experiencing that, you're not the only one. The only thing that I can say to possibly do at all is to do your best and try hardest to stay motivated. I'm just thinking about like stuff that keeps me motivated. The stuff that keeps me motivated and excited, even though I don't feel like it, because when I stop working out, like I've been stretching, so I've been doing that, but I need to step it up a level and actually start working out, because that gives me a new sense of I don't know, it's just helps you feel better. And that's something that I know that I need to, and I've been knowing this. It's just that, you know, you get caught up in this and that, and then you're tired, and then so you have all the excuses in the world why not to do some jumping jacks, push-ups, crunches or whatever. But the fact is that if you know what's going to help you, then why not? And I'm motivating myself, because I've been just thinking about a lot, because this is going to be the third Thanksgiving by myself. Thanksgiving number 3. Oh my God, I don't want to make this a habit. This is the last one, okay? This is the last motherfucking Thanksgiving I'm having by myself. I swear I am not doing this shit again. So next year I'm gonna have a lot more than I had this year to be able to travel like I need to, because I don't wanna be by myself next Thanksgiving. Okay, now I'm not, you know, I don't wanna be by myself next Thanksgiving. I'm already ready for Christmas. Ready? Yay, let's go. But Thanksgiving is a little bit different this year, because at first I didn't want to go nowhere. I was like, no, I'm not going. And now that I want to go somewhere, I'm like, shit, last minute goddamn ticket, $700. Hell no. So next time I'll just prepare ahead of time, and I'll be like, I might not feel like going, but I'll feel like going when I actually go. That's what I feel like is gonna happen. But so yeah, went to practice yesterday singing, and I have 2 solo parts that I'm really proud of. It's scary for me, but I'm like, I'm already recording, damn it. I'm already recording music by myself. How am I ever supposed to, you know, show the world what I have if I'm scared to like sing in front of people? So I did, even though I was behind the piano. I ain't gonna lie, y'all, I was behind the piano. I was behind it, because there's a group of like 10 of us, 10, I don't know, like 10, I guess, and we have like a little singing group, and so we all sing together. So we have the tenors, we have the altos, we have the bass, and we have the soprano, and then we have the drummer, and so, you know what I'm saying? So we have it like that. But, you know, it's different when you just stop, and everybody's quiet, and then you singing, you know, by yourself. It's like, oh, yeah. But, but just, you know, just do, you know, do you know what you need to do. Sing. That's what I'm telling myself. Sing. I'm looking in the mirror, actually, telling myself, girl, you better sing. because I don't like really singing by myself. I just, in front of people, be more specific, in front of people. That has been hard for me, but I gotta get over that. Because if I wanna put out music and I wanna actually do performances, even if they are online, then I need to take initiative and stop my nerves and just go. Just go for it. Because at the end of the day, if I don't, who will? Because nobody's gonna sing my songs for me. That's not the whole plan. The plan is for me to sing them myself. I want to do shit myself, so gotta get out of my scary and move on. But so that's just, I don't know. I mean, that was motivation for me, but I have to emphasize to myself, please, Shimon, please, Moni, work out, okay? Because you already know that's going to make you feel good. It's going to make you happy. It's gonna, just do what you need to do to work out. Do what you need. Even when you don't feel like it, do some workouts. So I've been doing stuff even when I'm driving in a car. Like, I'll do some crunches because I was like, why does my stomach hurt? I woke up and I was like, my stomach is hurting. Not my stomach, but like my abs. And I was like, oh yeah, I did those crunches. Those crunches really work in the car. I was like, you know, just contracting my muscles. That stuff works. Just contracting your muscles, contracting and letting go, and you know, that shit works. But anyways, I'm done. I got stuff to do. It's Thanksgiving and I gotta get out here in these streets for the next couple days before Thanksgiving is actually here. So I hope you have a great day. Be good to yourself. Love yourself. Look in the mirror and tell yourself you're beautiful, sexy, amazing. You're doing shit. You're accomplishing your goals. You're making things happen no matter how slow it is. You're making things happen. You're making progress. You're moving towards your destiny and everything that you want. You're living in your destiny. You are living in it. Don't look at it like, oh, it's so far away. You're in it. You're moving one day at a time inside of your purpose and your destiny. It's not that far away. You're already there. That's what I keep on so I'm telling myself. Because, like, I don't want to be, you know, at the next level and I'm doing this and doing that. And I'm like, oh, my God, but I'm not here. I have made it a long way. But there's just, like, one thing that I want to get past. And I'm like, oh, gosh, shit. But I can do it. I just have to put my mind there and say, do it. So be excited about your life and about your journey. And do what you need to do. And know that it's coming as long as you keep putting one foot in front of the other. And I'm focusing on what you want, not what you don't want, but what you want. Remember, it is definitely all about you, because without you, you can't inspire and help other people. You have to be good for you. So you need to work on your mind, work on your body, work on your spirit. Make sure that you are mentally good and capable of taking care of you. So do whatever it is that you need to do to, you know, free yourself so you can take those daily steps. It's a journey for real. Like, I feel like I've been saying this for a motherfucking long time. And I've had, you know, having good days, you have your not so good days. But those not so good days make the good great days even better, goddamn. So shit. But just stay happy, stay positive, stay motivated, stay grateful, be thankful for what you have. And I was listening to Eric Thomas this morning, and he was talking about letting go. And I was like, let go? Let go of what? Yeah, let go of my past. I did that. Then I started thinking deeper, and I'm just saying, just think about things that possibly very possibly could be holding you back. So I'm going to do some searching today. Now, I know one of the things. I already know. And that is something that's in my mouth. But then there was something else. And I was like, okay. So, just remember, like, you know, life is a process and you're always going to be learning, and there are always things that you're going to take care of. You're never going to be perfect. You're never going to be in a perfect situation, but there are things that can inhibit you. And mainly it's mostly in the mind, fear, because fear is attached to a whole lot of shit. And if you let go of that fear, let it go, then you can be open to receiving more. And that's in all aspects of your lives. We just really don't know how much fear traps us in our minds and in our space, in our financial difficulties, in our mental difficulties, in our spiritual. It just keeps us so trapped. Fear is so fucking bad. You don't get anything you want with a fearful mindset. Not anything. So my suggestion to you is that you let go of your fears. And if you have something that you're thinking about, like, analyze your thoughts. Figure out if that's really what's keeping you. Is it fear attached onto it? Sometimes we don't understand that certain things are fear, and it's actually fear. So learn to analyze what you have going on and see if it's fear. See if it's fear. It may be fear. Fear holds us back. Let it go. Let it go. Fear is the root of all evil. Okay, I'm done. Okay, hope you have a great day. Happy Thanksgiving. I don't know if I'll be on here before Thanksgiving is here, but have a great Thanksgiving. Okay, ta-ta. It's Moni.